and perseverance in our own intuition may disguise a path that does not resemble any of the predisposed paths of society. And it is the right dose of comfort and discomfort that inhibits the maturation of our spiritual fruit. And it is the very medium that has allowed humans to organize their society that is now allowing them to fully undermine them. And humans opt to take great notice of ephemeral phenomena and totally ignore the long-lasting growth of others. And while we may find a great community to speculate on a vision, we're totally left alone into executing it. And as one strategy may drive us away from a subject, another may drive us within, but it's probably the combination of the two that makes more sense. And it is the social and economical compromise that may restrict the realization of our idea to the point that it's no longer worth it. And not only fortune, but much calculation is required to be able to succeed within the estimated limits. And our ultimate realization will inevitably take the appearance of what is already present in the context surrounding it. And our potential is kept high by avoiding any definition of it within any sector of society. And much to contribute to our flow is kept stagnating in our determination to play our social role. And all our intellectual bad feeling could just disappear when induced through a more physical practice. And as we keep ourselves most impersonal social beings, will our real persona cease to exist? And we shall keep our hope, as in the darkest of states, the brightest phenomena can occur. And a drop in our professional career is often an achievement in our spiritual undertaking. We shall fully persevere our work once we are persuaded and never dissuaded. And a slow and constant motion is often more effective than any sudden ones. And celebrities are only placeholders that society selects to represent groups of equally talented individuals. And the container made of its natural content may be vulnerable, but its perfection cannot be destroyed. And is there a place on earth where we can still both mature our intimacy and find the public to reveal it to? And the places where our ancient soul can be found are where humans still not intervene with their greedy technologies. And even the most secretive forms of nature feed in the places left between wilderness and civilization. And we have emptied the nature of all its souls, and nothing more we are to listen there but our impoverished self. And why are we to color the inanimated of a society that has turned off all the colors of the animated? And in our dilemma, we shall only take those actions that nature presents us in our personal scheme. And what corrupts our purity is our worldly ambition, and what purifies it again is our spiritual ambition. And where the surrounding tensions are all solved, nature manages to put them within us and prepare for newer tensions. And we shall only respect those that struggle for their own paths and not those laid out by society. And there might be generations only planting the seeds and others only harvesting without bothering to plant others. And we are not to see any quality in anything unless it has been labeled by a social specialist. And how do we ought to survive from our spirituality but of the hope that it produces? And once we immerse ourselves completely into a process, our restlessness of being completely dissipates. And once society manages to institutionalize something for its purposes, those purposes get carried somewhere else. And what is an individual to become of all the social neglections while pursuing his personal path? And the only ones truly concerned with our survival are our natural fathers. And the infinite ways of nature are made to end by the definition of the human ways. And our social positioning to assure our future forever fossilizes our present. And it is the regularity provided by nature without the leveling of the artificial that gives us regularity within. And finding without looking for is a much easier approach than looking for without never finding. And true discoveries can only be made without any aid to our explorations, but our own intuition. And it is always a tension between valuing our independence and compromise it in order to be a social player. And the neat direction is always more reliable than being at a loss without or with too many directions. And nothing that is absolutely something without a compromise can lead us to a constructive relationship. And to beat an already beaten path can be of more value than to beat the unknown. And an insight into a peaceful state of nature will soon settle all our socially gathered phobias. And somehow Providence will always give back what we have missed, but the taste of it will be less nourishing. And the worst is all the passion that we have put without, in the end, having reached any particular height. And it is always to endure our intuition, as always in the end there will be a way, even at the bottom. And if we are all condemned to grow into vases, our hope is that our branches will get rooted in the sky, and we keep up with the artificial maintenance of our infrastructures, even when this is not needed, and only to maintain ourselves. And our social ambitions will keep on disrupting us from our natural state until we are totally uprooted. and once a precarious stability is reached, we're to spend our days in alert for anything that might compromise it. We may be no longer able to experience our freedom once we decide to take on us our existential burden, and we may spend our lives going uphill and finally be too worn to go any downhill. And it is the national pride to uplift the false heroes and dig their real potentials. And the intenseness of a vision and its clean execution are the only worth credits to be worth mentioning. And while the pretentiousness of the artificial will never stop upsetting us, the spontaneousness of nature will keep on surprising us. And what can be most effective is something most categoric that doesn't give us any hope for the variation. And only by experiencing endurance we are to understand how we are going to be always rewarded by it at last. And only one negative constant in our totalitarian positiveness is necessary to totally undermine it.